Okay, Hello Kitty, what time is it?
It's 11:14 p.m.
That doesn't seem right.
The actual time is 19:30 UTC. Wow. And this is, of course, the time that we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. And we always start that off by drinking some tea. Yeah, this tea is good, but it is not warm enough. We need to reheat the tea. So let's grab the tea. Let's grab all the stuff. We'll walk out of the office here. And we'll explore the interior of my lovely home. Yeah, as I walk up the stairs, I stop right here at the top step. How many musical instruments can we count that we can see from right here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And this isn't even one of the musical instrument rooms. Did I miss any? And do we count effects processors? Why are my effects processors up in the living room? This doesn't make any sense. All right. So the first thing we do is we put the tea in the microondas and we microwave it for, I don't know, let's go with that number of seconds. And while we're up here, we got to look over out here. Look out the door to the deck. Yeah, okay, it snowed again. Yeah, and it's just under freezing. It's about -1 degree Celsius. It's about 31.5 degrees Fahrenheit. And it snowed. It was snowing late last night or early this morning, however you want to look at it, when I got up. Yes, I'm having another one of those days. I woke up at 6:30 a.m. after going to bed at about 3:30 a.m., so I got all of about 3 hours of sleep. Woke up in pain with that weird pain in my side again, but it wasn't as bad today. And, you know, I'm beginning to think I know what this is. So we got to do some figuring out of the old diet here and change some things up. Warning, warning, nuclear attack. That beeping is obviously the indication of my tea being reheated. So, let's test the newly enhottened tea. Oh yeah, it's a little bit hotter. Okay, that wasn't painful or anything. Now what are we doing? I'm afraid to go downstairs. If we go downstairs, oh, kitty business time, but I think the cat is asleep, but won't be asleep if I go down there and start talking into the radio. So, we're going to stay up here for a minute. And I'm trying to remember, what was I thinking about? What was I talking about? I don't know. Oh yeah, waking up early. So I woke up early and went for a few hours. Then I managed to fall back asleep. And I woke up, oh, like 20 minutes before the show started. Yeah. Yeah. Woohoo. So I'm having a late start today, which means I'm going to eat late, which means what am I going to eat today? I know what not to eat. How many of these do I have left? Oh, I've just got 2 plus the Arroz Amarillo one. So it looks like today is egg roll day. Yep, today is going to be egg rolls and rice day. Let me look in the freezer. Oh yeah, look at all those egg rolls. All of about 8. What's in the refrigerator? Oh, all kinds of stuff. Maybe I should eat a salad. Well, maybe, no. I will have egg rolls today for lunch here in another 25 minutes or so. And then I'll have a salad and some crackers. No, I gotta stay away from the crackers. I think it's these crackers that are bothering me. But regardless, now that we have my meals all planned out, I guess we can go downstairs and get to work. And when I say work, you got to realize that we're probably going to have to end up doing, that's right, some kitty business. And as I walk into the room, oh, look who jumps up from the kitty sleeping blanket. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's time to do some kitty business. So I got to pick up my big piece of styrofoam that I was sleeping on because it got cold last night. And, okay, now we gotta settle in here. And this, yeah, okay, this means we gotta sit down. Yeah, hi. Hi, fluffy kitty face. Yeah, sitting down on the ground now. Hi. All right, now I gotta get the blankie, so look out. You're gonna be on the wrong side of the blankie. You need to be on top of the blankie, not under the blankie. See, now you are under the blankie. The kitty is doing it wrong. Okay, time to let the kitty out. Come on. Come on, get on top of the banky so we can do banky stuff. There you go. We're slowly figuring it out. Oh, yes, okay, yeah. See, look, it's just how you like it. Look at all this banky for you to flop on and try to shred my ankles through. Can you do it? Oh, no, we got to turn around a few times first. Oh, you're facing the wrong way. Hi. Oh, I have to look right into a kitty face from 8 inches away. 8 inches, which is, what, about 20 centimeters or 200 millimeters? Hi, you're 200 millimeters away. All right, so are we going to sit backwards and do kitty stuff today? That might be dangerous. I might need some extra protection in some critical areas from kitty claws. Oh, nope, here we go. We're doing the 180. There it is. And she's sitting down. Ha ha ha. Sweet. Now we can really get down to some kitty business. And what's the first kitty business we need to take care of, Dinkus? It's clearly time for some 90210.
What I got right now is a headache. And I am so tired of hearing you say that everything's going to be just the way it was before.
Well, what's wrong with the way it was before?
Nothing. I don't know.
Well, what do you want to do?
Take some
Smell
four.
Smell roses. Maybe ponder the question of why God bothers to give us life in the first place when all he does is seem to fill it with pain and suffering.
Yeah, you need to take some four.
Kelly.
Take some four.
Can you take me to bed? I'm feeling very tired.
Yes.
Wow, things get weird in 90210. All right, so now we got some fake musicians pretending like they're playing some music.
Who's that mean? Seven out, I guess. Great.
And Brandon's playing dreidel.
Kid took all my gelt.
Brandon, thanks for coming. If you decide not to come to our Hanukkah party, I won't hold it against you.
Thanks, Andrea.
Even though it is Hannah's first Hanukkah at home.
How do you say no to this woman?
You have a child named Hannah.
Take it easy, Brandon.
Oh, hey, congratulations. Andre told me you got into the trial advocacy program. It's great.
Wow, this couldn't be any more boring. I would rather watch Brandon lose all his guilt to the bar mitzvah boy. Come on, Dylan. I mean, Brandon. Not that you're any different. But you have the opportunity to sit there and gamble with a child. But that child is clearing you out? Who's this kid? Me? did this kid go to the school of awesomeness? And so he's got, you know, like a loaded dreidel. And he's just scamming Brandon. I'm just imagining this. And you can't understand why it is so funny to me, but I'll attempt to explain. What you need to imagine is, like, some kind of kid with a bunch of blank dreidels. Let's say he bought some dreidels online, blank dreidels, and he painted them up. And he painted a few of them up, you know, normally. But he, let's say, misspotted a couple of them. If you're unfamiliar with a dreidel and the gambling game that goes along with it, okay, see you later, Peppa. I don't know if I'm the guy to explain it to you, but, what's the generic word for dreidel that I'm looking for? A teetotum. A dreidel is a four-sided teetotum, and you spin it, and when it stops spinning and falls, one of four sides faces up. The symbol on that side, Now I'm trying to remember the rules here. The symbol on that side will determine if you win the whole pot, win just half the pot, have to contribute to the pot, or just take one. Is that the last thing you just push? I can't remember. You can look this up. Just Google dreidel. And so I'm imagining a kid who has a couple of normal dreidels, but has a few special dreidels too for scamming the goy. So when the goy show up at his Hanukkah party or his bar mitzvah or, you know, just during Seder, he can take the suckers for all the money. Just by, you know, switching in his fake dreidels at the appropriate time, he spins, oh, look, I win the whole pot once again. What a coincidence. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, that's an absolutely ridiculous thing to say. Nobody would ever do that, would they? Because within arm's reach, within my arm's reach, I'm sitting down here on the floor in the kiddie pit in front of the TV, and literally within arm's reach, I'm grabbing it right now. I have this big plastic tube, and it's got something in it. What's in this big plastic tube? Blank dreidels. There are about 17 or 18 blank dreidels in this tube, made out of wood. Beautiful little things sitting right here. And you are wondering why this was called the Dubious Goals Committee. Come on, child, please. So yeah, I'm going to put my big tube of blank unpainted dreidels back right over here next to this other big plastic tube that happens to be full of dice. A lot of generic dice, a lot of real generic dice that were very, very cheap, and therefore I don't feel bad about, you know, respotting them or doing questionable things to them. Oh, Pippa has come back. Yeah, don't play with those. See, the funny thing is the tube of dreidels was supporting the little box that acts as a stage for all my little gachapon Gundams. So the cat's saying, oh, are we going to play with Gundams? No, kitties don't play with Gundams. Yeah. Well, too bad the holiday season is over. Maybe I could paint up some dreidels. Maybe Brandon needs a cuter girlfriend here. Good Lord. Even that haircut's not helping. Is it the clothing, Brandon? What are you thinking?
There's a thought.
That wasn't a thought.
Instead of little jars of macadamia nuts, the Honor Bar actually was stocked with honorable things.
Like four.
Like truth. Like justice. Like the American way.
And 50 milliliters of liquid four.
Are you in need of those things?
Well, to tell you the truth, I am feeling a wee tad guilty.
I need a needle.
But I could go.
Yeah, go get an 18-gauge lure lock.
No. I really appreciate you sticking around.
Now let me stick you with this needle full of four.
I've told you that already, haven't I?
About 20 times.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Brandon.
You know, I haven't really told Kelly that you stayed in town. She still thinks it was a 4-hour layover.
So then you never really gave her my regards.
4-hour layover? Is that a euphemism for taking four and then, like, sleeping with the ugly girl?
Subject that could be potentially very upsetting.
I'll say.
Is that an accurate assessment?
Pretty much.
Don't beat yourself up about it. Just try and remember one very important thing.
What's that?
Four is good for you. You need to take more four. That's your whole problem here, Brandon. That and you're spending time with this chick when you could be losing all your gelt to the bar mitzvah boy. Why do I get the feeling I'm about to go into business selling misspotted dreidels? ow. It's rare that I hurt myself with such a great idea, but it just happened. Ow. I think I just pulled a muscle in my back from laughing. That's not smart. Typical. Uh-oh, my cat's about to attack something. What are you doing? My cat's over in front of the... She's in attack mode. Nope. A false alarm. She was crouched down and the butt shake was going, and then, nope, she stood back up. Looks like we're not going to attack anything after all. So I think it's time to go to a musical interlude. And today's musical interlude is going to be from The Replacements, one of my favorite bands from back in the day. This is the song Bastards of Young. And I haven't heard this in a long time. Kind of excited about it. How great were The Replacements? Like 10 million. Such a great band. This is so funny. Is the album still playing? No. I love the way that ends. That's brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. Nothing about The Replacements wasn't brilliant. And the reason we're listening to The Replacements today is because I saw a video last night that Tommy Stinson was in. Tommy Stinson was guitar player for The Replacements. And, geez, loved that band. Back when I was a wee itty-bitty child, 2 years ago when I was in high school, I was in a band and we covered that song, Bastards of Young. And there was a couple of other replacement songs, or at least one other. Did we do Color Me Impressed, or did we do Unsatisfied? I don't remember. I can't remember. Oh, I did get to see the Replacements at least once that I remember. And that was a pretty good show. It was crazy, as you might imagine. And yeah, they were pretty ripped. And everybody who was there was pretty much brain dead. But that's neither here nor there. So yeah, I think we're going to have to do Color Me Impressed too. So here's more of the Replacements. And that's not it. Why am I getting weird noises? Oh, because when you press start, nothing actually happens. Oh, that's right. Pressing play doesn't start anything. It just makes the advertisers happy. Oh, and thanks for not playing, buffer. Yeah, awesome. Color Me Impressed by The Replacements from the album Hootenanny. Wow, how great are The Replacements? Yes, The Replacements, the band that every grunge band from the 90s wishes they were. And I'm not joking. You go back, go check the archives, kids. I don't mean, you know, a non-radio archives. Oh, whenever you see any interview from any grunge band, and they're talking about their influences, they all say that they wanted to be the Replacements. Yes, they did. The Replacements, what a great band. And yes, thank you for joining me on this weird flashback to high school. Yes, my band in high school, we did play that song too. And man, I'm having weird flashbacks of being on stage at the Royal Grove and being backstage at the Royal Grove. Ooh, Yes, can't talk about that on the radio, so we go to a new subject. And that new subject that we have covered in the past is going to be, Gilbert and Sullivan. Let's go with Pirates of Penzance. Here comes Maybelle. She's going to tell off the cops.
Sergeant, approach.
Hum.
Young Frederick was to lead you to death and glory.
That is not a pleasant way of putting it. Hum.
He will not so lead you, for he's allied himself once more with his old associates.
He has acted shamefully.
You speak falsely. You know nothing about it. He has acted nobly.
He has acted nobly.
Truly, as I loved him before, his heroic sacrifice to a sense of duty has endeared him to me tenfold. He has done his duty. I will do mine. Go ye and do.
Love that vibrato.
Righto.
This is perplexing.
It is perplexing.
But no matter. Our course is clear. We must do our best to capture these pirates alone. It is most distressing to us to be the agents whereby our erring fellow creatures are deprived of that liberty which is so dear to us all. But we should have thought of that before we joined the force.
We should.
Well, too late now.
I'll say, these are the types of decisions that you need to think about ahead of time before you join any local constabulary or police force or any type of armed force whatsoever. Because let's face it, you're not getting the danger money and you're going to get shot in the head. Unless, of course, you're on stage singing about pirates who are so bad at their jobs that, well, we don't need to go into it. You already know the plot of the Pirates of Penzance, and you already know my appreciation for Gilbert and Sullivan. There's plenty of other Pirates of Penzance shows. This isn't going to be one of them. We're not going to drop in any music here or anything. No, because, you know, well, we need to start wrapping this up anyway. So, what am I supposed to say here? Something along the lines of, you, my friends, have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Yes, every day. Every day of the year. There's no taking days off for sickness. There's no holidays. There's no nothing. Every single day at 1930 UTC, the one true time. And of course, you can hear The Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio station of the SDF. So, my name's Tobe, etc. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.